From New Orleans, this is Music Inside Out. I'm Gwen Tompkins. Caleb Elliott combines classical and Cajun music to make pop, pop.
You know, people ask me what my influences are, and I have to tell them Bach because I grew up listening more to that than pop music or anything like that.
This week, we're opening our ears to new sounds that deserve a fair hearing. Caleb Elliott, and new songs from Louisiana artists Kermit Ruffins, Kristen Diable, Jermaine Basil, and advice from the great Marsha Ball.
Get you a woman, she'll tell you what to do. You got to get you a woman, honey, if you know what's good for you.
New Louisiana music and Caleb Elliott, if you know what's good for you. After the break. This is Music Inside Out. I'm Gwen Tompkins. At their best, pop songs conjure exactly what it's like to be young. The stories are often simple, but they're not so easy to write, because the best pop songs take on the same themes as a great epic poem or a Wagnerian opera. Pop is about the loss of innocence. That's Caleb Elliott playing guitar. He's a singer-songwriter from Lafayette, Louisiana, whose debut pop album is called Where You Wanna Be. As a classical music cellist, Caleb Elliott has already played Carnegie Hall, and he enjoys a rarefied fan base. Collaborators on Elliott's album include singer-songwriter Susan Cowsill and members of the renowned bands Better Than Ezra, Beau Soleil, and Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys. Caleb Elliott joins us at the studios of KRVS in Lafayette. So happy to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well, Gwen. Glad to be here.
I have to say I'm glad to be here, too. It's a beautiful day in Lafayette.
Absolutely.
Now, I could ask you, a question about what it's like to be you with your first album out at the beginning of your career, but you pretty much address all of these issues in a song that you wrote called Speaking Of.
Well, yeah, I guess.
So I'm wondering, would you mind playing it for us?
Oh, man, I would love to play it for you.
Not knowing what to think, tied to mixed emotion like a prisoner. And I fear it's been too long, me singing these same songs, hoping for my something just to come along. But now I understand the nature of my plan is to believe, though no one else can see but me, just me. Insanity, let me be. I'm trying to find my peace of mind. The innocence of youth is spent searching for the love they're speaking of. I want the love they're speaking of. So forgive. Just trying to clear my mind. There's so much left to do, but little time. And I'll get there, I swear. But chasing dreams can be unfair. I know it seems that I'm not getting anywhere. So try to understand the nature of my plan is to believe. Though no one else can see but me, just me. Insanity, let me be. I'm trying to find my peace of mind. The innocence searching for the love they're speaking of. I want the love they're speaking of. Speaking of.
Boy, can you play?
Oh, appreciate that.
Well, I tell you, I love that song, and it captures a lot of, you know, the sort of frustrations of trying to get off first base, or sort of, well, get off home base, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. and run to first.
Should get a base hit.
Yes, a base hit, a bunt, anything, you know, would be just so terrific.
Oh, yeah, and oftentimes you do feel like you're going insane.
Yeah, so. It's true, and I love those lines, you know, and the fear, it's been too long, me singing these same songs,
yeah.
hoping for something else to come along. And the whole, but now I understand that the nature of my plan is to believe it, though no one else can see it but me, just yeah. me. And that is, that's everybody has that kind of like little dream that they're nursing and working toward. And you're right, it's other people can't see it, but you're the one who can hopefully see it.
Absolutely. And for me, you know, I've been writing songs for a long time, and I had a dream of making a record like the one I've made, and I'd made plenty of demos, and I'd failed once or twice making the record with the wrong people, but I knew how I wanted it to come out, and I wasn't going to give up, and though a lot of the people along the way didn't share my vision.
When did you write Speaking Of?
Well, I was at a low point, as
Tell
you might
us about
imagine.
It.
I had just hooked up with a friend to try to make my record, and I had spent a lot of money on it, and it didn't come out the way I wanted.
Okay, so around that time, you're around 23, 24 years old.
Yeah.
And you'd put a lot of money in it. Was this your money, or was this somebody else's money?
I'd saved up all of my money and then dropped it all and lost it.
May I ask you how much it was?
Oh, you know, I guess more than $8,000 or so. And
that's a lot of money.
Yeah, especially for someone that young. And, you know, I'd been saving up.
And how had you earned the money?
My sweat. I play music for a living. I play or anywhere that'll have me, you know. And I actually put myself through school playing music like that. And also, you know, just any gig I can take, weddings, bar mitzvahs. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. So we're talking, you know, untold many bandstands, untold many weddings, bar mitzvahs, you know, family events, you know, tip jars.
Oh, absolutely.
And so then you bet it all. You let it ride.
You know, you got to go all in.
Right.
At least I do.
Oh, sure. You know, you put it all on this demo, and you realize this is not what I envisioned.
Yeah.
Lord knows we've all failed at something, and you have a kind of a sinking feeling first when you realize, uh-oh.
The day it happened.
Houston.
I don't want to mention any names because, you know, I don't want to throw anyone under the bus, but I was at a certain studio. We had already done some drum tracks and some acoustic guitar tracks, and we go in and listen back to the tracks, and the guy that was, you know, the engineer and the guy who was helping make it was like, you know, this is all just horrible. You got to start over. And me, a young guy, didn't know. It just totally took the air out of me. And that was that point that you're talking about, that sinking feeling. Like, good Lord. It's like, do you understand how much I've invested, you know, in this? But, you know, he was like, man, this isn't ready yet, you know. And maybe he was, you know, he's probably right. Still wasn't fun to hear.
No, it doesn't sit well, does it?
No.
You know, it's interesting. The song is interesting because it seems to have a lot of hope to it. You know what I mean? And if you're writing a song that's that hopeful at a time when you were that down, that says something about you and about your character.
Thanks. Gotta keep going, man. Gotta keep going.
Okay, here's take two of Caleb Elliott's song, Speaking Of, done the right way with all the right people, including Grammy-winning producer Tony Daigle.
Insanity, let me be, I'm trying to find my peace of mind. The innocence of youth is spent, searching for the love is.
Love is speaking of.
Love is
about the future. I've never want to lose you. There's so much in my mind to reconcile. I might be here for a while. Insanity, let me be. I'm trying to find my peace of mind. The innocence of youth is spent searching for the love they're speaking of. I want the love they're speaking of. Speaking of.
Huzzah! Coming up, Susan Cowsill of the chart-topping Cowsills lends her pop credentials to the mix. Stay with us. This is Music Inside Out. I'm Gwen Tompkins. We're delivering new music today from artists around Louisiana. Here's Caleb Elliott with I Would Never.
I find the notes you left me everywhere. They were from when we thought that love was fair. I find them one by one. And when I think I'm done, I turn around and find another one.
Caleb Elliott was an itty-bitty boy, his mother took him to the symphony and told him to choose an instrument he'd like to play. He chose the timpani, but he got a cello. Why? Because the family needed a cello player. And mother knows best.
My sister plays the harp. She actually played on my record. She's a really great harpist. And my oldest brother plays the violin, and my other brother plays the trumpet. My mom plays the piano.
My gosh, I want to come to your house for holidays. That sounds fantastic.
It's fun. We all sing around the piano.
Get to Carnegie Hall, and please do not say practice.
Well, you've already said it, so I don't need to. You know, people ask me what my influences are, and I have to tell them Bach, because I grew up listening more to that than pop music or anything like that. So when the opportunity came along to be a part of the National Youth Honor Orchestra at Carnegie.
The National Youth
Honor Orchestra.
Honor Orchestra. Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, I sent in an audition tape of Bach Suite Number 1, and and I didn't think I would make it, and then I got accepted, and it was so much fun, man. I think I was 17, and I was in New York. You know, it was crazy.
That is wonderful. You can't avoid it. I'm going to ask you: can you play a little bit from your Bach Suite Number 1? Do you remember it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm so excited. Thank you.
I'm going to need my music. I would need my music to make it all the way through, I think.
That's quite all right. That's quite all right. I love it. Thank you. You're a very nice young man.
Sorry.
So obliging.
I hope Bach didn't roll over in his grave right then. Yes.
But did you at that time think that you were going to make your living as a classical musician?
You know, I really had no clue at that point. I was honing my skill not out of a discipline, but more of a love for it, you know.
What does your dad do for a living?
My biological father passed when I was 11.
Oh, boy, I'm sorry to hear that.
My father was a minister. So he traveled around all around the world as a missionary and doing youth camps and stuff like that.
Was your mom active in the church as well?
Yep, my mom played piano in the church and sang like an angel.
Oh, my word. And so, and this is a what denomination church?
It was a non-denominational church. It wasn't like, you know, a gospel church or something. It was hymnals where we all stand up in the church and my mom leads us in a hymn, you know. So it was pretty old school in that way.
Yeah.
But I think that kind of taught me some of the forms of songwriting. And so when I first picked up the guitar at 13, I was already experimenting with what I kind of knew from that. But my stepfather is an architect, and his name's George, and he's one of my best buddies. I think he was one of the first people to tell me about Randy Newman.
Ooh.
And he had it on vinyl.
He did you a favor.
Oh, what? Yeah. Randy Newman is phenomenal. But he had a lot of those old albums on vinyl. And you know what? Growing up in a religious household like I did, I didn't really listen to a lot of that kind of stuff. But when he came around, I started being exposed more to it. And
who else?
Oh, man. You know, when I got to college, I started really discovering people that I'd missed out on, you know, the Beatles, Paul Simon. I really like Neil Young a whole lot. So I've kind of made up for lost time as far as that goes.
I can imagine.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I know several hundred songs just from playing, you know, any gig I can take, you know, making a living doing that.
But let me ask you, do you want to be a pop star?
Eesh. I want to be...
Be honest.
I want to make a living playing music. I want to be able to continue making records like this one for the rest of my life. When you think pop star, I guess you would think more like Lady Gaga or something. I don't know. And I'm not trying to be anything
like
that.
I don't know how you would look in fishnets.
No. I don't want to know how I would look in fishnets. But, you know, I get in my field, like a John Mayer or something, you know, I just want to keep writing good songs.
Well, let's talk about Where You Want to Be, which is just another favorite song of mine on your record, you know. And I guess it's the title song of your record, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Of course, now I'm going to ask you to play it. I mean, I don't mean to treat you like a jukebox, but you're here. You got a bunch of instruments. We got a microphone.
You know what?
What else can I ask?
Put another quarter in the jukebox.
Sleight of hand, oh well, he had it coming anyway, with all the hurtful things he'd say. You know you're never gonna make it out of this place, young man. Ooh, ooh. So you find a new religion, you try to make a change, but change is hard. It seems like every day's the same. So many habits there to break. And then you start to understand why the old man lost his faith. Find you where you wanna be. so it doesn't matter. Pay no mind to that useless chatter, you'll get there. Just live your life at your own pace. Wake up and do what you can each day. Slowly I hope you'll find that life was better because you tried, you know you tried. Well, no one can take that away. Lies. Someday you'll see it's part of a journey. In time will find you where you want to be. Time will find you where you want to be. Where you want to be.
You.
That was so. How did you do that? One minute you're playing the guitar, the next minute you throw the guitar away and you're playing the cello, but the guitar's still playing.
Magic. No, I just have a little loop pedal here. It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. I wish I had one of those too. I could get a lot of work done. I just think it's a great song. I really do. And I love that line. Change is hard. It seems that every day is the same. So many habits yet to break. And then you start to understand why the old man lost his faith.
Yeah. And, you know, it could be taken, you know, speaking to oneself, you know, the old man who I used to be, and how it's hard to break out of the way you've been conditioned to be.
That's about the hardest thing in the world, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know if people really even do it. I mean, they say they do, but I wonder. I don't know. I don't know if I've ever really successfully changed a dang thing.
You know, but you got to believe that you have the ability, right? I mean,
yeah.
I believe that people have the ability to change if they want to.
I once took a course from a minister, Peter Gomes, who lived up in Massachusetts, and that's what he said was the definition of the good news, you know, in Christianity, which is that you don't have to remain as you are.
Yeah, yeah. There's passages in the Bible that talk about changing your mind and rethinking, and how that affects your entire life, you know. When you rethink a situation, you try to look at it from a different perspective. That's how you might be able to achieve change in your life.
Yeah.
You know? And so I agree with the minister that you talked to.
I try to be what you would need to let go and be loved. But I am blind and I'm out of my mind to think that is enough. I've never been in love, dear Julia.
Who's Julia?
All names and likenesses were changed to protect the innocent.
Well, Julia's a good name, you know. It's a good name, and it's a good song. And what I like about it is that at a time when, you know, everyone has gotten so cynical about love, and it's so nice that you go in the entirely opposite way.
This is definitely, you know, youthful love and innocence. And And I wrote it at a time when I was just that, you know, and never been in love and didn't know what it was like to come out of thinking you're in love, you know, and all that stuff, you know.
You don't forget it, do you?
Oh, no. And it kind of shapes who you are. And it's one of those experiences that you hate, but later on you're like, man, I learned a lot of stuff there.
That you never see the little things that make me call this love. I've never been in love, dear Julia.
I hear Susan Galsill's voice. She's one of the great harmonizers, actually.
Oh, you're not kidding there, man. Working with her was a thrill.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you were alive during the time when Susan Galsill and her family, the Galsills, had their top 10 songs, you know, on the charts, Hair, The Rain, The Park, and other things, and, you know, and their appearances on The Ed Sullivan Show. You weren't alive back then.
No, I wasn't, but I got a bit of a history lesson. I'm glad to have, been enriched by Susan and getting to know her.
You know, we talked to her not long ago, and we were talking in particular about harmony. And she said, I'm just like a dog on a duck.
Yeah, I guess I was the duck.
I try to be what you would need to let go and be loved.
Have you felt like you've outgrown any of your songs?
Not really. I still can go back to that place, you know, I find.
Yeah.
I'm sure at some point I might have a different answer to that question.
The beauty of these songs is that they take on different connotations at different points in your life, you know? Mm-hmm. So maybe that's what will happen to your songs.
Maybe so. I'll just keep writing them and keep trying to capture those feelings, you know? Zachary Richard said, and
Cajun.
Oh man, he's a phenomenal songwriter and musician. He said something that really resonated with me, and I wrote it down. It said, songwriting is about communicating your emotion and sharing your humanity. And so I try to remember that whenever I have an inspiration for a song, you know. I thought those were such good words of wisdom, which he's full of all sorts of good words of wisdom.
Yeah, say that again.
Communicating your emotion and sharing your humanity.
That about hits it on the head, doesn't it?
I think so. I agree.
I do too. Thank you, Zachary Richard.
I know.
The real fâché mean?
It's translated into the mad reel. Well, they refer to certain Cajun songs as reels.
Oh, okay.
So that one it's an old Dennis McGee tune. I knew I wanted a fiddle sound on the song Where You Wanna Be. And Mitch Reed, a good friend of ours, he's a phenomenal Cajun fiddler. One of the first things he says, like, Caleb, there's an old Cajun song that fits perfectly over the chord progression of your tune. It's called Les Reels Fâchés. And so we just decided, let's go ahead and record it. And it became the idea for a reprise of the title track.
Yes. Sort of.
I just thought it was a great way to pay homage to, you know, the effect that this culture around here has had on me. And you know, I love it down here. And I want to do more stuff like this.
Thank you so much for coming out to KRBS and being with us.
Well, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Caleb Elliott has joined us here at the studios of KRBS in Lafayette, Louisiana. Catchy. Coming up, new releases from Louisiana artists, including a song that's been recorded by Doris Day, Queen Latifah, Connie Francis, and Petula Clark. Name that tune and stay with us. I'm Gwen Tompkins, and this is Music Inside Out. These next songs are new releases from Louisiana musicians who make sounding good seem easy. First up, Marsha Ball. Her latest CD is The Tattooed Lady and The Alligator Man. And here's her best advice. Get you a woman.
You're in a state of confusion. Your mind's all twisted up. You don't know what you're doing. It's too little or too much. You got to get you a woman. She'll tell you what to do. You got to get you a woman, honey. If you know what's good for you. Well, you eaten all wrong and your house is mess. Your hair's got too long and you don't know how to dress. You got to get you a woman. She'll tell you what to do. You got to get you a woman. If you know what's good for you. She'll turn you right around. Get you a woman. Get your feet back on the ground. You got to get you a woman. She'll tell you what to do. You got to get you a woman, honey, if you know what's good for you. You got to get you a woman. Was the great Marsha Ball, who lives in Austin, Texas, but we still consider her a Louisiana musician, with the song Get You a Woman. We're playing new Louisiana music, and next up is Kristen Diable of Baton Rouge. Diable has a new album called Create Your Own Mythology. Here's Eyes to the Horizon.
Mm-hmm.
Eyes to the Horizon by Kristen Diable. Our survey of new Louisiana music also includes Kermit Ruffins and the Barbecue Swingers. They've got a new album called I'm So New Orleans. This is their song, Put Your Right Foot Forward. And the Barbecue Swingers with Put Your Right Foot Forward. And continuing our survey of new Louisiana music is a song that's been recorded by Doris Day, Queen Latifah, Petula Clark, and Connie Francis. The song is called Be Anything, and this time the vocal features a terrific Jermaine Basil.
Be a beggar, be a thief, be my sunshine, oh, be my grief, be anything but darling, be mine. Be a wise man, be a fool, treat me tender, oh, treat me cruel, be anything but darling, be mine. Climb to the top of the ladder, be master of all you survive. Fail it still doesn't matter. 'Cause if you love me, everything is okay. Be the angel of my prayer. Be the devil, who cares? Be anything, but darling, please be mine. The top of the ladder, be master of all you who survive. But if you fail, it still doesn't matter. 'Cause if you love me, everything is okay.
Was Be Anything by Jermaine Basel from her new album called It's Magic. And our last new song is from a young band called King Mohassen from their self-titled album. The song is El Camino.
I know someday we all must go, but we don't have a clue just what heaven is. But tomorrow is the same old shadow. You say you shouldn't plant a garden in the shade. Well, I don't know, I don't know where I stay or where I roam, but when I wake it will be time to hit the road. So long to the places I've called home. The time has come for me to start my own life. Will I go to find her in California? Leave the New York Islands behind me. Well, I don't know, I don't know where I stay or where I roam, but when I wake it will be time to hit the road. Many tries I will know. My legs are weary by 2 feet around the ground. When if they shake and fall to the floor, that road can always be found. That road can always be found. Say that's not the only way. Don't ever make a compromise on happiness. And if you feel lost, just read the signs there right before your eyes. Just look up and see. Well, I don't know, I don't know where I stay or where I roam, but when I wake it will be time to hit the road. I know some days it won't be so. The aches and pains will bring you to despair, but just stay strong. Know your heart is young, and listen always to its voice. Well, I don't know, I don't know where I stay or where I roam. But when I wake, it will be time to hit the road.
Been listening to Music Inside Out. Our show is produced by Lynette Johnson, Sean Collins, Flawn Williams, and Jason Ryan. Special thanks this week go to Carl Fontenot and the good people at KRVS in Lafayette. Music Inside Out is made in partnership with the good people at WWNO in New Orleans. For a complete playlist of songs from today's show, please go to our website at musicinsideout.org. I'm Gwen Tompkins, and this is Music Inside Out.
Major support for Music Inside Out comes from the Historic New Orleans Collection. Music Inside Out also receives support from the Ruth U. Fertel Foundation, the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation, Baba Jim Istanbul Studios and Mastering, the Arts Council New Orleans, Surf Song Realty of Orange Beach, Alabama, Adam Newman Designs, and WWNO. Donations to Music Inside Out are tax deductible, thanks to our partnership with the National Performance Network. For more information on how you can support our program, go to our website at musicinsideout.org/support.